Good morning. It's 11 minutes before 8 o'clock under overcast and breezy skies, 34 degrees in downtown Sitka on this Monday, December 24th. I'm Chris Todd with Raven News. Sitka officials held a ceremonial groundbreaking for the Blue Lake Dam expansion on Friday. Mayor Mim McConnell, along with most of the Sitka Assembly, were present at the Blue Lake Powerhouse, holding shovels that had been spray-painted gold and talking about what the hydro project means for Sitka. Working on increasing the dam's height by 83 feet began earlier this month. Construction alone is expected to cost more than $90 million. Sitka residents will see higher electric bills to help pay for the project. The city is also working on securing bonds and a state grant to foot some of the bill. Among those in attendance at Friday's ceremony was Andrew Toms, Executive Director of the Sitka Conservation Society. The environmental nonprofit has been supportive of the project.
You know, we're looking at what is an energy source that we can get locally that will sustain our community for the long run. And initially, this is a big investment that we're making, but when we built the dam in the first place, it was a big investment, and we're all reaping the benefits of that now. So 20, 30 years from now, we're really going to be thankful for what we're doing here today.
Officials at Friday's ceremony didn't actually break any ground. It was frozen solid. Utility Director Chris Bruton says the timing of the construction depends on lake levels. Workers can only do certain work when the water is low.
We have to start now to match that window. And even further out, we have to match the generation window so we can take an outage in August of 2014, right before the lake starts coming up. So we get the intake structure constructed and finalized, and then as the lake comes up, we're able to fill the tunnel and commission the new units and not have to take a year's worth of outage and not be able to run the units for a full year.
Construction is scheduled to wrap up in 2015. Until then, Blue Lake Road will be closed to vehicle traffic. Pedestrians can still make their way up the road to Heart Lake, but the area beyond will be closed to them as well. The Ketchikan Gateway Borough is considering a 140-lot land sale. The Ketchikan Daily News says the borough would play the part of a private landowner if the borough assembly provides phase one of a three-phase effort. The first phase would involve 46 parcels of land in Ketchikan, as well as on Pennock and Gravina Islands. If approved, land would be marketed and sold through local commercial real estate agencies. Assessment Director Ronald Brown says the 46 properties were selected for the first phase because they were the most marketable. The project was split into phases to avoid flooding the real estate market. Planning Director Tom Williams said at a forum last week that real estate agents are better equipped than the borough to accurately judge market value of the land. Some of the nation's top brass musicians appeared in Sitka last week. The trumpeters, trombonists, and more performed at the Southeast Community's Performing Arts Center. All 600 seats regularly sell out for the concert, which has become something of a holiday tradition in Sitka. KCAW's Ed Ronco has more.
The house lights are dim, the curtain is open, and from an arc of red chairs underneath the proscenium, the music begins. On one side of the stage, gold trombones reflect beams of light into the audience. On the other side, blurry fingers move trumpet valves as the music quickens. This is the Sitka Holiday Brass Ensemble, a dozen or so musicians, including several full-time professionals from symphonies across the United States. And they're rehearsing at the moment. The huge auditorium in front of them is empty. The musicians are not in their concert black. They're in jeans and sweatshirts and tennis shoes. They sip from cups of coffee and scribble notes in their music. Slower here, faster there. Let the tuba set the pace when you get to God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. And listen, just listen to the French horn solo.
my name's Donna Parks. I'm currently the acting associate principal of the Utah Symphony.
Parks is a trombone player. She started at age 9 in her elementary school brass band in Australia.
The trombone was taller than me. I'm now taller than the trombone. But I was 9 when I started. And
her career has taken her across the United States and to London, Malaysia, Singapore, Sydney. But when she did a one-year engagement with the San Francisco Symphony, she met musicians who told her about a concert she should try playing in Sitka, Alaska.
I didn't know what to expect the first year, because you put these groups together and people come from different places, different orchestras, and you never quite know how it's going to work. But the amazing thing about this group is it always gels incredibly well, and the musicians play very well together on a musical level, but it's also now become this really wonderful group of people. So we look forward to coming back and being together as friends and colleagues, which is almost as important as the music we make together now.
So you've kind of formed an ensemble here.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, it's kind of turned into the beginning of the holiday. You know, I come up here and it's like, okay, now Christmas can start. Yeah.
That's tuba player Daryl Johnson. He used to play in the Louisville Symphony. Now he's freelancing in Seattle and playing in Portland. He and Parks both say there's something special about playing in Sitka.
I'm always struck by this audience, and I mean that quite sincerely, that I play in a lot of different orchestras and groups across this country and overseas, and I'm really struck by the genuine appreciation this audience has.
My first year, which was 3 years ago now, we got on the plane the next morning to leave, and you know, everybody on the plane was from Sitka, of course, and you know, they just applaud when we get on the plane. So he's like, you know, it's the one time I'm a tuba player and I get to feel like a rock star, you know.
This is the 9th year for the concert, which is a fundraiser for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp.
But it's way more than that.
Roger Schmidt is executive director of Alaska Arts Southeast, the nonprofit that runs the Fine Arts Camp.
The community has really rallied to support our program year after year in a way that just leaves us all just feeling really humble and like we need to work hard in response to the gift that the community has given us to make the camp thrive. And so in many ways, this concert is kind of, it's really also a thank you back to the community. It's a way.
2 years ago, the Fine Arts Camp took over the campus of Sheldon Jackson College, which had closed in 2007. Since then, hundreds of volunteers have put in tens of thousands of hours rehabilitating the 20 or so buildings the camp now owns. But Schmidt says the Holiday Brass Concert began long before the camp knew that it would take over the Sheldon Jackson campus.
I really wanted to do something special in the Performing Arts Center, and my favorite group of musicians growing up as a kid, you know, we all have something we listened to, was this brass ensemble called the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble, and it had 10 brass players, and so this was a chance to kind of go back to the recordings that I listened to growing up that inspired me to be a trombone player. That was the original idea, was, wow, I can like form an ensemble that I've always dreamed of playing in.
And the night of the concert, Schmidt was on stage with that ensemble in front of a packed house, showing off the fruits of their rehearsal.
And that excellent report done by Ed Ronco from KCAW's newsroom. Volunteers monitoring maps showing Santa Claus's progress from a Colorado Air Force base are only about 3 hours into their goodwill mission, but have already answered more than 7,000 phone calls from people asking about the jolly old elf. Phones are ringing nonstop at Peterson Air Force Base, headquarters of the North American Aerospace Command's annual Santa tracking operation. Scores of helpers at NORAD, as it's called, are taking calls and tracking Santa's location on large projection screens. In another room, the volunteers post updates for more than 1 million Facebook fans and over 100,000 Twitter followers. The map shows Santa is in Australia about now and heading west. The volunteers will keep updating through 3 a.m. tomorrow morning, Mountain Time. NORAD tracks Santa. The program began in 1955. It's just about a minute before 8 o'clock, and that's it for Raven News for this hour. You're listening to KCAW in Sitka. Morning Edition back in just a few minutes, and we have something kind of special for you this morning during the 8:18 interview, so be sure and stay tuned for that. Currently, weather conditions today, 34 degrees, overcast and breezy. We've got southeast winds now at 21 miles an hour, and visibility is still about 10 miles. Sunrise is in just about a half an hour, so we'll have to wait a little bit to see what the sky is doing. But it looks fairly clear. I can see a few little clouds off the horizon, but not too much. In the weather forecast for today, for Sitka and Port Alexander, mostly cloudy. Some scattered snow showers in the morning. Highs around 32 degrees. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of snow, right? Late, rather. We may get some snow yet today. Lows 24 to 30 tonight with east winds 15 to 25 miles an hour. And tomorrow, Christmas Day, mostly cloudy, just a chance of rain or snow. Highs around 37 degrees, east winds 10 to 20, decreasing to 10 miles an hour in the afternoon. And it is still fairly breezy down here on Lincoln Street, so you might want to bundle up. Have a great morning. You're listening to KCAW, Sitka.